You know, I know that one of the things that a number of people are excited about when it comes to solar energy is that that's one of the ways that you can actually be able to store up energy because you're not using so much. Of course, that's one of the ways that people are able to go about the business of being able to actually sell some energy back to the power companies because they're in the plus as far as their energy use. Well, one of the beautiful things about hydrogen power, if you have too much, you can store it and transport it at a large scale with relative ease. As one Bloomberg New Energy Finance consultant wrote in a column that was published last year, hydrogen is one of the most promising ways of dealing with longer-term storage beyond the minutes or the hours or even the days that could be met by batteries. That sounds promising, but producing hydrogen is complicated. Even though it's the most abundant chemical substance in the universe, very little of it is freely available as a gas, instead forming strong bonds with other elements. For example, H2O, hydrogen combining with oxygen to form water. Well, whatever the links are, whatever the hydrogen is bonded with, you need to break up those links in order to free the hydrogen for use. That process requires a lot of electricity. Electricity which may not come from clean sources itself. And that could be used for other purposes. For instance, powering electric vehicles to begin with. A cheaper way to produce hydrogen involves using methane and carbon capture and storage. Some people call that CCS, carbon capture and storage, CCS. Some experts argue that it might make more sense at scale, but it might not be as clean. However, research published in February 2019 suggests that hydrogen produced using renewable electricity might be cost competitive and might match CCS within a decade. But for Orkney, hydrogen by way of electricity works just fine. The islands already boast one of the highest densities of electric vehicles in the United Kingdom. Most crucially, thanks to sources like tidal and wave energy, Orkney creates more clean electricity than its inhabitants need. And even after exporting to the UK national grid, the island's winds, waves, and tides generate about 130% of the electricity that its population needs, and all of it from clean sources. As electricity is hard to store at a large scale, some tidal or wind turbines must switch off on occasions to avoid damaging the power lines to the UK mainland, which cannot be updated cheaply. This curtailment annoys the Orcadians and is also expensive for the communities that invest there in clean energy. They would rather keep the turbines moving or, alternatively, find a way to use them. So residents came up with an idea. The residents came up with an idea. What if we use surplus clean energy to produce hydrogen? So the hydrogen that Litterdale pumped into the trunk-sized tank sitting behind at the back of the car was coming from a long, thin island called Ide, where about 130 people live. Ide, not E-B as in Bobby, but E-D as in donut. Ide had too much clean energy, and they didn't have any way of using it. The island's population had invested in a community-owned wind turbine in 2012, hoping to sell electricity back into the UK national grid and profit from the green energy revolution. But later that year, the grid operator announced that too many new turbines had sprung up in northern Scotland and that they couldn't take all the clean energy produced. So the island is also where the European Marine Energy Center, the leading global institution for tidal energy, tries new tidal turbines in the rough Scottish waters. With two reliable sources of clean energy, the island became an ideal place to start producing hydrogen. But before anything else, the Arcadians wanted to know if they could produce it in the first place. What do you think? Were they able to pull it off? In September 2017, after research aided by a significant grant from the Scottish government, they had their answer. Inside a green trailer-sized container, they ran electricity through water to split the molecules into hydrogen and oxygen in a process called, you've heard it, electrolysis. The oxygen was harmlessly released back into the atmosphere. Of course, you know, we use the oxygen to breathe. We get rid of carbon dioxide, but we need oxygen. That's what was released into the atmosphere. The hydrogen was carefully compressed and stored in cylinders. The cylinders first were used for a humble enough application. They were converted into electricity on a fuel cell at Kirkwall Harbor, with the result of powering lights on Summit Harbor's vessels, as well as heating a nearby sailor hall. This was the proof that if you have too much wind on Friday, you can create hydrogen with it and then use it to switch on your lights, heat a room, or power your car on Sunday. After that, new projects started coming in pretty fast. A second electrolysis station was installed on the island of Chipinze, as well as a boiler for a school and blueprints to create a hybrid ferry. In the meantime, there were several charging stations and five retrofitted vans were running on hydrogen. Five retrofitted vans. Wow, I like that. Running on hydrogen. But there were even bigger goals ahead. As the ferry left the harbor, of course, this is a typical ferry. This was not one that was hydrogen powered. It had its diesel and had its pistons. So there was noise and there was smell. But no one on board seemed to mind. The dozen or so passengers on that Kirkwall Chipinze service remained undisturbed, chatting among themselves or browsing their phones. They had just quietly accepted that metallic uproar every time an engine kicks off. And of course, that was producing what many call noise pollution. We can learn to adapt to things, can't we? Yes, indeed. And be okay with stuff because it's just part of life. It's part of how we do things now. So we just get used to it sometimes. Well, companies and governments around the world are contemplating hydrogen as a way to clean up the polluting marine shipping industry, which is responsible for more than 2% of all global emissions of carbon dioxide. When a specialist at the European Climate Foundation was asked about the clean shipping frontier, he called out the name Orkney. Again, these are a group of scattered islands, and they depend on their ferry system. Medics, goods, teachers, family members hop daily between the harbors, allowing a sense of community to exist. But the ferries also consume about one-third of Orkney's fossil fuels, hampering the island's ambition to become a greener place. So if you're looking at how to decarbonize the maritime sector, that's one great way to do it. The island of Chipinze is home to just over 300 inhabitants, dramatic coasts, and rolling hills. Next to the pier, Steve Views, the chairman of the Chipinze Development Community Trust, was waiting on him. They drove through the hilly countryside and up to the wind turbine that sits on top of a slope. It was built in 2012, and it's a community-owned turbine that has created enough income to provide educational grants, an electric taxi for community errands. Ladies and gentlemen, you talk about beneficial. Electrolysis station, able to produce 500 kilograms of hydrogen each day. Roughly the daily demand of the Kirkwall Chipinze service if it becomes operational. No doubt that a lot is going to need to be done in order to be able to do this on a large scale where big cities, large states, nations are able to take advantage of hydrogen power. But this is promising. It's encouraging. A Californian project called Water Go Round promises to have a functioning hydrogen ferry later on. A joint Norwegian-Swedish program is exploring how fuel cell technology can move larger vessels. And a Japanese shipping giant announced plans for a 200-meter-long zero-emissions cargo ship by 2050. Zero-emissions cargo ship. I'm telling you, this is encouraging. Countries gathered in IMO's London headquarters promised to reduce their footprint by 50% by 2050 compared to 2008 levels. I'm so glad that other nations around the world are still moving to be cleaner, even when America is in a point where some of our leaders are not. Keep moving forward. Those of you who believe in a cleaner earth, keep moving forward, please. The clean energy industry is now providing Orkney's youth with new options beyond just farming and fossil fuels. The council's Litterdale says that they're really expecting people to be proud of the sophistication of technologies, and they're proud of the fact that they're going to be providing quality jobs for their young professionals. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is promising. Hydrogen power, as with other things, we're making progress. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. And let's see why we're working with batteries and other alternative sources of power here in America, how we do move forward with regards to hydrogen power. Till next time.